For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
All right, we are back. Remember, guys, 0967-144-220. I had one question from a listener, and I would advise you, Mwelwa has a spot. When is your spot with Jason?
My spot with Jason is every Wednesday from 4 o'clock to 4:30.
Okay.
So, you know, we've got buzzwords. We talk about, you know, intricacies of how to actually, sign on for shares on Luce. So
yes. That's what she was interested
in. Exactly, really, yeah. So I'd love you to tune into that show, okay. And I believe the podcasts are already there on MoneyFM.com.
Exactly. So what we like to talk about on Outside In is really the narrative, the drama, the insights to what's making, what's moving and shaking the companies.
Moving and shaking.
So which move and shaker do you have for us now?
Okay, so another one. It's obviously summer. Everybody's barbecuing. It's been so hot. Have you noticed how hot it's been?
Bruh, no rain, just heat.
Absolutely, it's just heat. And, you know, if you're thinking, you know, it's hot, you're thinking barbecue, yeah. I'm thinking Zambeef. Phenomenal company. Yeah. They've been undergoing a serious, you know, like transformation.
Are they transforming?
Well, okay. I believe them bringing on a strategic equity investor is making them transform specific. Well, no, not necessarily. I think transform I use it loosely. Mm. I believe they're growing.
Okay.
They're growing up and becoming a more mature company. So, you know, I'll turn our listeners to two of the articles that we published. So recently we just published Zambeef to come in stronger in 2018. And, you know, this one was published on the 6th of November. It's on fizambia.com and everybody can go and read about it. But, you know, prior to that, before I get into that, there was a very, very interesting parody that we actually published around a possible letter from Francis to Carl. This was on Zambeef's operational performance as at September. Now, I'll have everyone know that, you know.
One of your writers wrote a parody letter.
Yes.
And Francis to Carl is who to Zambeef?
So the parody goes kind of like this. So you've had Francis Grogan and Carl Irwin, who used to be joint CEOs of Zambeef. But then obviously, you know, Carl Irwin left early on this year. He was replaced. And we've got a series of stories that actually explain how exactly his exit actually happened. And, you know, it's very interesting.
Was it acrimonious?
It wasn't acrimonious, but then you have to look at the critical timeline of how events were happening. Earlier on, you had CDC coming on board, investing over $15 million into the company. All of a sudden, you had certain director changes coming on board. For me, that obviously spelled
something.
Transformation around the board, change in strategy. Then, of course, there was the announcement of, you know, exiting the Zampalm deal. For me, that just said, okay, this company is streamlining and they will stick to its core competences. So, you know, the letter it's a beautiful written letter. And, you know, these are the talents that we have at Financial Insights. So it kind of like pokes a bit of fun, but then it basically talks, it speaks to the operations report that they actually published prior to them now announcing recently what is indicative of them coming in with a juicy profit at the end of their final year, their financial year. So it obviously speaks to, you know, like what the company was built around. And, you know, obviously, you know, I'll have people know that the company includes a retail and distribution network called Chain Food Products, cropping and stock feed, you know, just to mention a few. And, you know, for them, I believe that this has been a Zambian dream come true. Now, you know, obviously with the, you know, with the lads from CDC coming on board, they obviously brought in a different dimension.
This strategy is a cause of confusion. Do we know what this CDC stands for?
This is the
medical.
Not the American medical. So CDC is the Commonwealth Development Corporation. So basically,
they bought shares into Zambeef.
Yeah, they buy shares all over the place. I like to call it the British Empire's still extending its arm, you know, all over. And, you know, this is how they have like interests in different. They basically invest. They're like the investment
that
wing
would explain
for the
a lot.
The British government.
Was Zambeef the company which was spoken about in Financial Times?
Yes, it was. It was the same one.
Is that why?
Well, chances are that, yeah, to a certain extent. So, you know, so the letter itself obviously talks about, you know, because, you know, looking at the annual reports from as far back as 2014, you could tell that, you know, Carl and Francis were very passionate about Zampalm. Sure. They invested over $20 million into that project. However, the project did not make money. So getting rid of that asset was fantastic for them.
Was that an oil maker? Like, what did
I believe Zampalm was going to be like refining oil locally. Exactly. But they never got to that, you know, they never got to that point. So CDC come on board. Yeah, so the new directors are like, no, guys, you know, this is not our core business. So we're going to get out of this. So that was... you know, that was one of the issues that the letter touches on. Another issue, obviously, was that, you know, like earlier on in the year, you'd notice that there was that live animal ban, that ban for, in and, you know, movement of animals in and out of Chisamba.
Yes, sure.
That obviously affected things. So if you're a regular at Turn and Tender like myself, you probably noticed that earlier on in the year, you know, Turn and Tender didn't have, you know, like the beef ribs. And that's because they couldn't move. And beef ribs, they normally get them from Chisamba.
But has that ban been lifted?
Yeah, it's been lifted. Oh, the beef ribs are back.
Was it a disease thing at the time?
Yes, it was. It was a disease thing. But, you know, Zambeef actually even lost about 170 dairy, you know, dairy animals during that period. So it was a really bad one. So, but then fortunately enough, you know, they took out insurance. So those cows were insured and they got a payout of $240,000 for that. So it wasn't too bad. But then now, obviously, you know, like, you know, moving along, we covered certain other issues in terms of how now the company now is embracing technology in order for them to gain a competitive advantage. You know, there's a project that they've commissioned where, you know, they're installing a new point of sale software in all the Zambeef outlets. I'll have listeners know that Zambeef has micro outlets and they were the first to market with that sort of model, which basically would take, you know, like small outlets into communities. So they got get their product, you know, all the way to the end, and you know, controlling the value chain for them is, you know, absolutely fantastic if they have this in their strategy. So, so you know, that was one of the things that that you know, like really struck me. This is a company, they're into food. They're now investing in technology to make sure that innovation will give them the best results, so that you know, they can have better performance.
Zambeef, so this is a question which you may not even be able to answer. Maybe not even, you may not be interested in answering, but Zambeef, there was a time they went through this period. They had a really big PR scandal, okay, concerning something to do with their preservatives and so on and so forth.
Yes. And credit to them, they actually bounced back.
So that was my question. How did they bounce back with such resilience?
You know what? And this is, it's all down to strategy. Obviously, they went through this huge PR campaign to now ensure that, look, it's not as bad as people think. And then, you know, basically they went through a brand cleansing exercise, but you know, which was absolutely fantastic. And yes, at that particular time, I'd obviously have to look at the numbers, but obviously sales were hit because that particular product that was controversial was obviously targeting the, you know, the mass market.
Exactly.
Yes. So meaning that, you know, they obviously took a bit of a hit, and I think we covered it in one of our earlier articles. But you know, it's coming back to present day, you know, just recently, they obviously announced that, you know, they're obviously going to come in stronger in 2018.
Okay.
Now, they are now looking at expectations of profit before tax that could possibly exceed over 10%. Now, what this means is that, and this will come in at around $5 million. That's the estimate. But I'll have listeners know that, you know, we need to wait until the audited financials are published, and they'll be published, I believe, towards the end of this month. And one of the things that really caught me was the statement that came from the company through Scenes. According to their statement to shareholders, the strong performance has been driven largely by the retail and cold chain food products division, which has delivered strong volume and margin growth during the year as a result. And it has continued to be also due to the continued success of the rollout of micro outlets, which I talked about earlier, which has resulted in, and in addition, it's resulting in an increase in the demand for the cold chain food products and stock feed. The stock feed division was able to deliver strong volume growth as well. And And this was obviously due to, you know, better performance that came out of better than expected performance that came out of its Mpongwe stock feed plant. If you look at now the breadth of what Zambeef is doing and the success areas that they're actually announcing, for us at Financial Insight, we can actually now begin to see, you know, their CEO now getting the sort of guidance to lead the company in a very focused direction. So essentially, they have all their dominoes in place, and you know, they're now able now to be a more focused company and to be able to deliver, you know, performance that you know, shareholders in the company would be expecting. You know, however, you know, it's, you know, in being in this particular industry is not without its blips. And you know, sadly, though, you know, the statement that they published said that, you know, they'd obviously experienced a 12% reduction in their in their wheat yields, and the group that during the year, all because they had a bacterial leaf streak BLS you know you know, outbreak that obviously affected the you know, the output of wheat. So that will
actually,
obviously,
I heard about that and it took me by surprise. I'm like, these guys are doing wheat as well.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So obviously this will obviously negatively affect them, but not so much. But of concern obviously now is the debt that the company is sitting on. They're currently sitting on estimated $59 million debt. Now obviously
how did they accrue that much? Like over the years?
Yes, over the years. Because of you know, mostly through, you know, through acquisitions and obviously expansions, modernizing their things. So now, modernizing their operations. Now, obviously, we believe that this is obviously one of the reasons why, you know, another reason why CDC obviously influenced the, you know, the sale of Zampalm. Because when you're hard on cash, you know, if you've got an asset base that is, if you've got assets that you really don't need, offloaded, get rid of them, and then use that, the proceeds of that, to like refinance refinance the debt. So we actually foresee a situation where in circa 2019 this company will now be focusing on reducing its debt. Whether they're going to declare a dividend or not, that's obviously going to be decided, and at the annual general meeting they're going to announce that. But you know, investors in the company will be reminded that their 2017 annual report actually mentioned that the coming on board of CDC meant that they needed to relook at the dividend dividend policy. And for us, that was a signal that chances are that they'll probably now begin to pay off dividends. But then again, you know, the dividend dilemma that tends to happen is that, yes, the company can have a profit, but then if you're sitting on a mountain of debt, you then now have to make a particular decision. Also depends on, you know, like the profile of investors that have come on board. So CDC will most likely be wanting to get something out, and you know, possibly, but we'd have to wait for the final announcement to made.
All right, excellent. So putting on your investor cap again. So Zambeef is currently trading at 3 kwacha a share.
Yes.
So is that one to look at or one to hold? Would you rather wait for the annual report if you're going to advise somebody?
With the indications that I'm seeing already, and you know, I'm seeing very positive signals, the only thing that I'll be concerned about is debt. So if I'm holding on to that stock, and yes, we have invested in Zambeef as well, we'll continue to hold on to that because, you know, we believe. But then, you know, like, we can already see that there will be a long-term plan. I, for one, yes, a dividend will be great, but obviously I'll be asking the management team how we're going to dismantle the debt that we actually have. Because they're more or less vertically, well, they are vertically integrated, it will be interesting to see if there's any assets in the portfolio that maybe could be offloaded to help reduce the debt burden. But obviously decisions will have to be made. The CFO of the company will obviously have to be very, very, you know, crafty. Chances are that, you know, we would not be surprised if, you know, he seeks out international paper, maybe through a bond, to help liquidate some of these this debt, where, you know, you all you'll be paying is coupons, and then you liquidate it at the end of the year. Because in terms of the growth strategy that they have, penetrating Africa, their business model shows that, you know, profits will be increasing year on year.
All right. And you mentioned something actually that somebody brought up to me. And I said, I'll bring it up with you. They were like, when are you going to talk about government securities? Because they're also publicly traded.
Yes, they are publicly traded.
Is that a thing you've even looked into?
Well, we've published one or two stories, but not a lot. But this is actually exciting because the person that's going to be coming in next week is going to help us cover that. But chances are we'll probably have a story around it.
Will he explain the so-called yield curve to me?
Yeah.
I hear that all the time and I have no idea what it means.
Yes, I'll send him a memo to have the yield curve included in his explanation.
Hey, man, this is our time for tonight. Although I did have one question to ask you. This whole week I've been talking talking about money mistakes, people's experiences with money that have made them a lot more astute with their personal finances. I could ask you for one. I should have warned you beforehand, but maybe I'll ask you to comment on one which came up today, actually.
Okay.
Somebody was saying that it's it is a mistake to think of the long term over the short term. It is also a mistake to think of the short term over the long term. Right. And I was wondering, I was like, okay, which of those is the lesser evil in this? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I'm more of a long term sort of person, making short term sacrifices for the long term goal.
Sure.
You know, at the end of the day, not that we're going to live forever, but you know, it's always important to just put things in place for later on, for the simple reason that as you get older, your energy levels start to drop. So if you've put in place certain measures, I think that justifies the long term over the short term.
Over the short, yeah, I agree. All right, Mwela. Well, one last trivia question for you then.
Yeah.
How many companies in Africa do you think have an annual revenue of $1 billion? What range did you put that in?
Ooh. Okay, I would say in Africa, I would say probably not more than 50.
Not more than 50.
Not more than 50.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think anybody will get this answer correct.
Oh my God.
It's a tricky one.
It is.
Yes, you even much more conservative than me. I was like, no, it's 10. You know?
Wow. That means, I'm looking at it from an industry,
400.
400?
400 it's companies possible. Make $1 billion in revenue.
You know what? It's possible. Mm-hmm. And it would be very interesting to see the sort of industries that they're in as well.
Yeah.
And which industry has the majority of those companies.
Well, hey, I think drive home and listen to the show, because I'm talking about exactly that.
I will. And I'll ask everybody to tune in to Thursday night show.
Yes.
Next week we're going to have another special guest, and also go to the website Financial Insight Zambia, fizambia.com, and read our stories. We've got some new stories that are coming out. We're just getting them polished up. And if you missed the show, you can always listen to the podcast on moneyfm.com as well as fizambia.com.
Yeah, great. Thank you for coming through, man. Thank you for bringing Loisa with you.
All right.
Yes, definitely. Please make sure you put in good word for me. You know how
I will.
I have special interest in Hey, man, thanks a lot.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.